If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
All right, guest time on the show. Janice Gibran is a contributing nutrition expert at Self Magazine, also the lead nutritionist for Best Life. It's a weight loss and wellness company. And her book is called The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food. It's published by Ballantine Books, a division of Random House Publishers. Essentially, it's a vegetarian diet, I guess, with the addition of seafood. And she says it's the healthiest diet on the planet. So let's find out if it is. Welcome in. Thanks for coming on today. You know, I know people who don't like fish. Some people just can't stand the taste of fish. What happens then, Janice?
Thanks for having me on. Most of those people like shrimp, and they like, you know, spaghetti with clam sauce. So, and a lot of those people, I have converted. There are ways to cook fish that make it a lot less fishy tasting. So you can use the stealth method, and you can usually convert people.
Okay, here's Dr. Mike.
And the website for the Pescatarian Plan is thepescatarianplan.com. You can ask us questions by sending them to udocs@gmail.com. And after the tweets, we have several already, Janice. So I should, in interest of fair disclosure, tell people that I am a pescatarian, or eat this very similarly, but without any milk or saturated fat products. So I avoid some of the fish that are in here, such as all shellfish. And Janice, the first question actually was from someone who knows what we have done and emailed us and said, I see on the picture there are shrimp. I thought you said... They're addressing me, but I'm going to address it to you. I thought you said that almost all the shrimp in America now come from overseas, and we should avoid it because it isn't healthy and is often contaminated. So I'm going to throw that to you. What about shellfish and specifically shrimp?
Okay. Well, I'm going to first, before we talk about the contamination, talk about the cholesterol. And I think that's what you were referring to with your own diet. You avoid these high cholesterol. There are some, you know, shrimp, squid, octopus, they tend to be higher in cholesterol. But otherwise, most fish and shellfish, are fine. In terms of the, most of our seafood is imported these days, and that is a good point. It's kind of hit or miss when it comes to contamination. It's one of those things where you're not seeing people getting sick. It's more theoretical now, but we don't have a good way of knowing, A, where our seafood's coming from, especially when it comes to the shrimp. With fish, a lot of times when you go to the supermarket, you can talk to the guy behind the counter, and a lot of these Whole Foods and Safeway and some of these bigger chains, they have some sort of standards. I'm not saying they're perfect, but for sustainability and for purity. And you can ask. You can say, does this seafood come with an eco label? There are some labels like the marine fisheries. I forgot the names exactly of those. But they are some eco labels that at least give you some measure of comfort that they're not depleting the oceans with this fish or contaminating the soil and the water when it's farmed fish.
So pescatarian, I'm often challenged to spell it, but it's PESCETARIAN. The pescatarianplan.com is the website associated with the book. And it is one of the things that is wonderful about the book is the number of recipes that allow you to cook both vegetarian and seafood. So there are in the book, and we'll come back to some of the questions because we've gotten a lot of questions on the email line already, but some of the questions here, some of the ideas in the book. So there are seven principles, and you call them the seven pescatarian principles. Maybe they should be the seven pescatarian plan principles. Tell me what they are.
Okay, so when I've been counseling people, I'm a dietitian, I've been helping people lose weight for a long time, and I, as a dietitian, do not like to count calories, and I don't know anybody who does, and I think there is some use to that, especially in the very beginning, and there's nice apps now you can use to count calories, but instead of counting calories, what I like to recommend is that you count up your food groups. Okay, I had, you know, two fruits. I've had at least the minimum I should have for the day. Starches. I'm on 1,500 calories. I really shouldn't have more than five. And they should be healthy starches, like, you know, steel-cut oats. So the principles are really food groups. You get so much protein, so much fruits and vegetables, so many starches, and, you know, treat this, the chips and the cookies and all that, you know, those calories really can add up. So that is the only time I have people count calories. And you do get treats every day if you want them, and there's just a calorie limit there. So those principles are really a way to look at your plate and your day and say, you know, instead of counting calories, I'm going to look and make sure I got enough of certain things like fruits and vegetables and not too much of other things like starches and treats.
And so that's one of the principles, I assume. Tell me some of the other principles. So one of them is don't count calories, count food groups or portions, I guess you'd say.
Well, that's the principle. Actually, there's seven principles, and those principles are really food groups. So number one, protein. You can have 6 to 8 ounces if you're going to be doing, you know, the fish or the shellfish. Number two, fruits and vegetables. You have at least, you know, 6 servings a day, depending on your calorie level. Number three is the taming, the treats. So really, those seven principles are all surrounding, they're more than principles, they are food groups.
Now, this question comes in from someone who's heard this show before, where we've said that by DNA testing, the only fish that seem reliable to have their correct name on them are salmon and ocean trout, and that many fish by DNA testing and in the Oceana studies and other studies seem to be mislabeled. How does this work with a pescatarian plan, or do you just stay with a few fish varieties?
Janice? Yeah, that is really kind of a shocking revelation about how you don't really know what your fish is. What I would recommend is, you stick with the smaller types of fish. And in my book and on my website, I have this big chart that goes down the list of the fish that are lowest in mercury, that are most sustainable, fish that you can have regularly, fish that you should have way fewer times per month. But the question is, if you don't know what your fish is, how are you going to even follow that chart? So if you tend to stick to smaller fish, they tend to have less mercury. If you stick to fish that are raised in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, probably they're going to be more sustainable, a more pure product. So that's, even if you don't exactly know what it is, if you can get a sense of the origin, and a lot of times a guy behind the seafood counter can tell you that, that's one way to go. And yes, the salmon and trout, those are such excellent choices because they're so high in omega-3s, and that's the fact that maybe the reason for some of these studies that are showing people who eat more fish have lower risk of various diseases, and omega-3s are, you know, considered one of the contenders for why fish are so healthy.
Joe?
Our guest is Janice Gibran. Her book is called The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and, you know, Love Your Food. It's published by Ballantine Books. It's a division of Random House Publishers, and it's the healthiest diet on the planet. Somebody eats a basically vegetarian diet with the addition of seafood. Any questions, comments for our guest or Dr. Mike? It's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Janice Gibran is a contributing nutrition expert at Self Magazine. Word of caution, a little bit of advice. If you go to the bookstore and ask where the vegetarian and seafood way to lose weight and love your food book is, you'll probably wander around aimlessly for a long, long time. I've been not giving the correct description or title of the book. It is called The Pescatarian Plan, The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food. So if you go to the bookstore now, you will not wander around. I apologize for not properly identifying the book. Here is Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
And if you want the website, it's thepescatarianplan.com. I just have a couple of emails that I got to read. Muriel, who's a consistent emailer, said about our saying on how do you control yourself with chocolate on Easter was I eat just one of the finest eggs, which are 22 calories, and Muriel says I can't eat just one, so I can't have any. Another question was from Donna, who asks, what's the story with tilapia? I often refer to tilapia as chicken without the legs because it eats corn and soy meal and thus doesn't have much of the omega-3s that have or omega-7s, the two of which are key for the health effects. That is, the odd omegas seem to be key for the brain, eye, and if you will, the other joint effects, that is the anti-inflammatory effects of fish. And so Donna asks, what's the story with tilapia? So you can give her your view, Janice. Is it chicken without the legs?
Well, you know, it is kind of a bland fish. But the thing is that you can't just blame tilapia. White fish, lean white fish in general, does not have very many omega-3s. It is the richer fish, like the trout and the Arctic char and salmon and sardines, that have omega-3s. The thing about tilapia, yeah, it's a kind of vegetarian fish. It only eats a plant-based diet. And so one of the great things about that is when they do testing on tilapia, it is extremely low in mercury. Mercury tends to accumulate in these big fish that eat a lot of little fish. and over time the mercury accumulates in their body. So, you know, tilapia, it's not my favorite. It's a little bland, but it's a great source of lean protein, and you can feel good about the mercury.
And
so what other mercury?
And you do have, by the way, there are, when you look in the index of the book, The Pescatarian Plan, it's got a great index because it tells you about ways to cook tilapia and some excellent recipes with it in it, but it also has that per 4 ounces of tilapia, you get 109 calories, 2 grams of total fat, 0.7 of saturated fat, 0.2 of omega-3 fat, as opposed to the same 4 ounces of Atlantic salmon, where you get 2.2 grams of omega-3 fat. So it does tell you the differences, if you will. Go ahead, Bridge.
I was just going to ask what other recommendations you make for to people to avoid high mercury intake on the diet, on the pescatarian plan.
Yeah, so it's really the smaller fish don't tend to accumulate much mercury. And so, you know, this is the thing, and I'm going to say something a little outrageous here, and believe me, I don't recommend that people get mercury in their bodies, but when you look at studies of pregnant women, and they're the most vulnerable because the fetus is very vulnerable to mercury, and in fact, there's some fish that women, pregnant women, shouldn't be eating at all, tilefish, shark, king mackerel, swordfish, but higher levels of mercury in the mom's blood, smarter children. They have smarter kids. Why? It's not because of the mercury, of course. It's because of the omega-3s. So I just don't want to scare people off of fish because of mercury. You know, just study after study, people who eat the most fish do better brain health, heart health. But yes, you should avoid these bigger fish. I've got a big chart in my book and on the website, and stick to the smaller fish, the trout, the sardines, the Arctic char, these types of things, and, you know, vary your fish sources. That's another thing.
So how do you vary the fish sources? And that relates to a question. Dr. Mike always tells us to stick with salmon and ocean trout, and to get them from a number of different distributors, to often buy the salmon frozen. And so how do you, and so what is your opinion on this? How do you vary fish sources? Doesn't one wholesaler supply all the fish in a town?
Well, in small towns, that's probably correct. I don't know the answer to that one, but what I meant is your fish, types of fish. So you could have tilapia one night, salmon another night, mussels or clams another night. That's the type of thing I'm talking about, is to vary the types. But yes, you're right. In some places, I'm sure people are stuck with the same sources. Now, that was a good point of yours about the frozen fish. There are places in the Midwest where fresh fish is hard to come by, and frozen fish is tasting a lot better. I don't know if anybody's tried, I tried Costco salmon burgers the other day. They were really good. And they're usually a lot more affordable.
Yeah, so people know that I live on salmon burgers when they're my usual, if you will, the Trident salmon burgers at Costco, and there are a different brand at BJ's and at Sam's Club. There are, and all of these are the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run. They're usually just salmon. That is, there's nothing else made with the salmon burgers, so you're just getting salmon, and they're the, quote, healthiest salmon. And if there is a toxin in salmon burgers that's consistent between the kind at Sam's Club and the kind at Costco, I'm dead. Because I have so many.
You seem to be doing okay so far.
The question is about lox. We're going to run out of time, so I'm going to ask you, lox and sushi, are there any problems eating those?
Lox high in sodium, so just when you have lox, make sure that the rest of your day is a little lower in sodium. Sushi, I wouldn't do it at home. The sushi restaurants freeze it to a level that kills, let's just be honest, worms. And so a little harder to do in your own home freezer. So go out for sushi.
Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Janice Gibran, the author of The Pescatarian Plan, The Vegetarian and Seafood Way to Lose Weight and Love Your Food, published by Ballantine Books, a division of Random House Publishers. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.